Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Why didn't this become a thing? You know, Ohtani's first home run in Dodger Stadium became a deal.
Because Shohei Ohtani is a lying baby. Mm. That's why.
Mm. Okay.
I mean,
or maybe he was just lost in translation.
No, I think that, look, let want to have the discussion.
I don't know.
Okay, let's have the discussion. Shohei Ohtani is a fraud. Something's going on here. Like, nothing about him is real. That's my new conspiracy theory. Mm. I think everything about him that we've been told has been fraudulent. His dog is fraudulent. His marriage is fraudulent.
Because it came out of nowhere. Both?
Well, it's not even that, bro. I think a lot of it is attached to this issue with his translator. And now a story came out that basically he and the Dodgers lied about the way they treated a fan who caught that home run ball you mentioned.
And I feel it was a woman, right?
It was a woman, yes.
Right.
And they said, hey, if you give Shohei the ball, we're going to do this, this, and this for you. And Ohtani even claimed, yeah, I spoke to her. And she's like, it never happened.
Of course he didn't speak to her because he doesn't speak English well enough to have that kind of conversation.
No, but he could have spoken with her, the translator.
Oh, I see.
I don't think we're being technical here. I just think we're starting to get hints now that Shohei Ohtani is not who we think he is. And look, are we going to make a big deal out of it in New York? Probably not. We'll see where this investigation goes into his translator. But we're starting to get the breadcrumbs that Shohei Ohtani is like a fraud. I feel bad saying it. I got nothing personal against him.
It's hard to say that because he's so good and he comes off as so genuine.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't a great baseball player. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying everything about him now, I think you question.
But I'm saying he also comes off as very genuine and direct.
I don't believe that anymore.
But I don't know.
Are you relieved as a Met or Yankee fan that Soto didn't want us? I mean, Shohei didn't want us?
No. Here's why I wouldn't go that far. Because he's a great baseball player. And if we had a guy who is this fraud in New York, I mean, we would deal with it if he performed well enough. I mean, you put a banner up for Alex Rodriguez.
He's a champion. You shut your mouth.
I mean, am I wrong?
I mean...
what am I missing?
I mean...
You cared about what he...
Oh, cats got your tongues? Both you guys don't want to speak anymore?
Shohei is potentially betting on baseball.
Okay.
Alex wasn't betting on baseball.
I never compared what they did. I'm just saying that Sean said, are you relieved that Ohtani didn't come to New York? I'm like, no, we've had frauds here before. As long as you perform at a high enough level, we would deal with it. Would we talk a lot about it? Yeah. Would we debate Ohtani being a fraud like all the time on this radio station? Yeah. I'm going to mention it today. We're all going to move on because we don't give a rat's ass.
Not for nothing. Shohei is lying about meeting a girl for a ball when A-Rod couldn't give enough balls to girls in the stands. Big difference.
That's true. Who would you rather have?
Alex.
Especially because he brought you a championship. How many times did the Angels make the postseason?
With Shohei Ohtani on the team?
None.
That's a big fat zero. Tommy's calling from Secaucus. Hey, Tommy.
How you doing, guys? First time calling. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
What's up, man?
About Soto, as a lifelong New York Rangers fan, I'm going to tell you something. In 1991, the New York Rangers acquired Mark Messier. The love affair began, and it still goes on today.
Good point.
Through the Canyon of Heroes parade, if Juan Soto can do that, God bless him, but I don't think he does.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got it. Basically, what Juan Soto needs to do is guarantee a victory in a big-time spot. Which, by the way, I wouldn't put it past Juan Soto and his personality. Like, it would not surprise me.
Really? He doesn't seem, cocky like that.
No!
I could see a Game 7 ALCS where we get the front page of the paper, we will win tonight from
Juan
Soto.
Yes, I could too. Absolutely, I completely agree. Aaron Judge would never do that.
Right.
That's not his personality.
He would just play New York, and Fenway and hope people
know. Yeah, but it's one thing to say, we're going to win tonight.
Yeah.
Versus saying, I guarantee you we're winning tonight.
Well, what exactly did Mark Messier say before that game against the Devils?
We will win tonight.
Yeah, so there you go. It's kind of the same thing. Like, you're parsing the word on it. We talk about it as a guarantee, but all he said was, we will win tonight. And the way I envision it is, it wouldn't be in a seventh game. It would be the Yankees are down 3-2. With a game 6 at Yankee Stadium, and the Astros are looking to close the Yankees out. And Juan Soto will be sitting there in his locker, and Mike Vaccaro, one of the great reporters in our town, is going to go up to him and say, you know, Juan, Yankees have been in this spot before. Are you guys going to lose to them for the fifth time in the postseason? 15, 17, 19, 22.
Yeah, so you know, bait them. So
bait him a little bit.
Bait him into saying, no, we're going to win.
And Waddle looked up at Mike Vaccaro and said, let me tell you something. I wasn't on those teams. Tonight, we're going to win. We're going to win this game. And you could write that down. That's how Juan Soto would say it. So I don't know if he actually used the word guarantee, but I could see a defiant Juan Soto putting that kind of pressure on himself and then walking four times.
But I also then would challenge you and say, what else are you going to say? Yeah, we're gonna lose tonight. Like, what else are you
saying? But that's always the couch. When they don't have to say anything. They
what
can
are
just
you say,
good, oh, good opponent,
we're going to
go out there.
Our best?
No, we're going to go out there and we intend on winning this game.
Oh, by the way, who did the Yankee game last night?
Justin Shackle.
Justin Shackle did a great job last night. But Justin Shackle made the same mistake a lot of great broadcasters make.
Which is?
Justin Shackle did a John Sterling. Justin Shackle did a Rich Ackerman. Justin Shackle did a John Minko. Justin Shackle made a tiny itsy bitsy mistake. And I say with a smile, Justin, because I'm so glad you made this mistake.
Right. Does this involve transposing a J and a C?
Yes.
I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Shackle wanted to talk about Jazz Chisholm not being in the starting lineup.
Jazz Chisholm.
That's my guy right there. Look at you laughing.
It'll never not be funny.
There are certain phrases, and in this case, a player's name, that trips everybody up. Like, if I was a broadcaster and I had to say Jazz Chisholm's name a lot, I'd do the same thing.
Is it that hard?
Jazz Chisholm.
I mean, no, because you're, Tiki, when you were on the mic and he's either playing or mentioning, you're doing everything you can in that moment not to say what he said.
Jazz,
yeah,
but
you overthink it.
Jazz. All you got to do is think of his first name. Jazz. You must not like jazz.
No, no, no.
You don't listen to jazz music, maybe it sounds foreign, right? But Jazz, it's his first name. It's not Chaz.
I am not going to get dumped here. All I will say is a lot of times there's another word that gets said there by a lot of men that they think that it's on their mind.
Chaz Chisholm.
What I loved about what Justin did is you could feel, play the longer clip in a second, you'll notice this. He wanted to fix that mistake so quickly.
Chaz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm.
Like, you could hear, like, in his head, he's like, oh my God, my career is on the line right now. I have to fix this. And the truth is, Justin should know, his career is not on the line. He did a great job. By the way, did a great job last night.
Emmanuel Barbari was cracking his knuckles when he said that.
He's like, I'm next.
But you can hear the
ass.
He was scared. Like, did you hear that?
Yes.
Play that one more time.
Chaz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm.
Like, he got
Jazz Chisholm.
He got caught up trying to fix it. By the way, it made me, when I heard this last night, Google other names that trip people up. So would you like to hear a few?
Oh, I would love to.
I'm going to have to be very careful with this. There was a guy who played in the Olympics in 2000, and his name was Gregor, and his last name was Fuka. How do you spell that?
F-U-C-K-A.
There you go.
But he's Slovenian, so that's a Slavic language, so it's definitely a ooh instead of a uh.
All right. I'm looking at this is a list from Bleacher Report. They compiled some of the names that trip you up. B.J. Johnson. Irina Slutskaya.
Build that ass first.
How would you say this name?
Irina Slutskaya.
Irina Slutskaya.
Your sister's ass.
Oh, I remember this guy, Ron Tugnut. Remember Ron Tugnut?
Yeah, goalie for the Penguins.
Who's a hockey player. Boy, this guy's a legend, but you know what? You have to include it. Dick Butkus. You got to include Dick Butkus.
Right.
Dick Pohl. Who could forget Dick Pohl?
I never forgot it.
Never forgot Dick Pohl? Dick Trickle. You know Dick Trickle?
He's a NASCAR driver.
And this is the name that gets me every time. This is the winner of the funniest name in the history of sports. And I don't want to say it. Even though I know him, he was like a longtime coach. He played, I think, a little bit before my time. But he was an outfielder for the Chicago White Sox, the Minnesota Twins. But I remember him as a coach.
What would you say this guy's name is? Rusty Kuntz?
That's my favorite one. And then the injury that trips everybody up, this is where Justin better hope we don't get a Yankee injury where there's a back issue. And it's a bulging disc in your back.